Hello. Welcome to the Kingdom Lifestyle Hub. I'm glad to see you. My name is Anne McDonald, and if I haven't met you, I want to welcome you. If you're new to the group, I just want to say hello. We're really glad you're here. So my heart in building this, here's my question for you. How many of you would actually like to build prospering businesses in the online space where you didn't have to sacrifice every minute of every day on the altar of toil? That's my question. If you answered yes to that question, you are definitely in the right place. So in this video today, I'm going to pop onto a PowerPoint. This is me in my studio, in our loft, in our cabin in Lake Tahoe. It's one of the places that we live part-time. And I've got one of my pugs over there. I just wanted to have this be a space where I just invited you in. Like, this is where we work. This is where we build businesses. And so today what I'm going to do is cover just the basics. What is a kingdom lifestyle business? All right. So let's go ahead and share the screen. You're going to see a bit of my Canva account, and we're going to put this into present mode. Let's go to Canva. We'll go here. And we'll start here and we'll present. All righty. Okay, so what is a kingdom lifestyle business? Write in the chat. If you're watching this on the member site or you're watching it in the group or on Facebook, do you know what a kingdom lifestyle business is? Do you know what kingdom means? And why are we covering this today? Okay. Well, one of the first things I want to do is I want to assure you of something. I place a really high value on time. So today's training is going to be less than 15 minutes. I should say it's not even a training. It's more of a chronicling. Okay. So my goal is to be in and out of here with you in 15 minutes because I know you're busy. Quick tip. If you don't already have this thing, there's an extension you can get on your computer. It's called the Video Speed Enhancer. Google it, add it, and you can actually speed up videos so that you can watch them faster. It's an awesome tool. All right. I put this in because sometimes it's good to be reminded, like, who is Anne and why would I listen to her? Like, who is she? I've been at this a long time. I had a very successful interior design firm. I worked in New York City twice, Beverly Hills, meaning we lived and worked in New York City two different occasions. My oldest son was born there. Lenox Hill Hospital. We lived and worked in Beverly Hills, and also in the San Francisco Bay Area. My husband and I technically retired early in our mid-50s. And a couple of years ago, I really felt the call to put together a couple more businesses, like to actually step in and take some of the things that we had learned along the journey and put them into a form where other people could glean and maybe not have to fight some of the battles that we had to fight. Took us, you know, we did it, I guess they call it the old-fashioned way. But the truth is that God wants to leverage the things that we had to battle through. And that's one of the reasons I'm doing this. One of the reasons I am here and we put together a bunch of different stuff, a bunch of different materials, is to help you move quicker than we did. All right. So in terms of lifestyle businesses, I built interior design firm, information product brands. I've worked with vocational ministries. I've been published, you know, elder, like design. There's the whole design world stuff. I got paid to travel, interview people, you know, stuff of me on YouTube interviewing Jonathan Adler was one of the designers I got to interview. We also have a media company that has done documentary films, worked with the Navy SEALs, with Red Bull, the ESPYs, TMZ, ESPN, financial services companies. We've kind of been, a lot of times we've been behind the scenes, and that's why I put it up on the screen for you, so that you know it is worth a little bit of your time. And my heart is really to bless you. So here's what I want to ask you to do. For the next 10 minutes, I just want you to focus because you are worthy. What we're doing right now is we're just pouring in some seeds, okay? I want you to think of these short trainings like seeds. And you wouldn't take a bag of really valuable seed and just throw it on the road and drive over it. You would take that seed, you would care for it, you would put it in some really good soil. One of my mentors, Pedro Adeo, says it this way. He says, you are good soil. And I believe that you are good soil. So you're going to take the seed of what we're going to talk about today and you're going to care for it. That means close out the other distractions, turn off the phone unless you're listening on it, and just be encouraged by this. Okay, so I have a passion. Look at me. I have a passion for building lifestyle businesses. I'm not going to tell you how to build a franchise company. I'm not going to tell you how to build, S&P 500. Well, I shouldn't say that. I'm not going to tell you how to build a company that I don't know how to build. I'm going to share with you what a lifestyle business is, because that's my wheelhouse, like lifestyle businesses, okay? Businesses that fit within your present season, your day-to-day existence by intention, okay? So a lifestyle business is something where your lifestyle decisions kind of come first, and then the business by design is designed to fit inside of that and be leveraged according to that. Now, doesn't mean you don't work, okay? It doesn't mean you don't have to grow. So this first video is all about what is a lifestyle business. So lifestyle, it's your day-to-day existence by intention or by default. How many of you have ever lived a season of your life by default? Okay. Sometimes I think I've lived decades by default, but right now we're going to talk about living by intention. Okay. I personally believe that your life, your style, who you are, is redemptive by God's design. As quirky as you are, as normal as you are, whatever, I believe that your lifestyle is designed by God to redeem some portion of creation. From, you know, are you a tree hugger? Are you, you know, a holiday decor table setter, right? Two extremes, right? I love both, right? We live in Lake Tahoe part of the time, and I love talking to the trees, okay? I mean, just talking to them and blessing them. At the same time, I love setting a spectacular table and throwing great parties. So lifestyle, you don't have to be all of one thing. You get to be redemptive in your uniqueness, okay? Now, the next part of lifestyle is it can be fruitful and multiply by our intention, which is where the business piece really comes in. For the longest time, I did not understand how many of you had don't or didn't have like a great handle on what business was. I did not. Okay. I was creative from the get-go. And it's funny, I started businesses as a kid, but I didn't actually unpack what I would call a subconscious bad belief about business until later in my life. Here's the thing. In its simplicity, a business is designed to answer a problem with a solution. And it's usually something people pay money for. Okay. It's basically one person leveraging their capital with another person leveraging theirs. Let me give you an example. Starbucks, you've got cash capital. You're going to leverage it for Starbucks, which is leveraged coffee beans and milk and a frother. And it's just that means of exchange. It's just that trade. That's all business is. Okay. It's super simple. Now, most of the time we think of business as somebody pays money to buy back their time, right? Instead of making this shirt, I took money and I paid for it. So I bought back the time it would have taken me to make this shirt. Awesome exchange. Business is awesome. Okay. Now, what is a lifestyle business though? And what is a kingdom lifestyle business? Simple. Let's just put this together. And here's my disclaimer. I may change this definition. I work on this definition a lot because I feel really passionately that lifestyle businesses are this sweet, sweet aroma of God that fills in some of the places where traditional kind of hardcore business misses. Okay. So what is a lifestyle business? Read this with me if you're in a position to see the screen. A lifestyle business is fruitful and multiplying leveraged capital, okay, that works within the parameters you set for your day-to-day existence. And then I put in any given season. What do I mean by that? My businesses look differently now as a semi-retired woman in her mid-50s than they did when I had kids in high school. Okay. Different seasons, right? I actually have more time to devote to business but we travel more. And when I was in that other season, I was home constantly, but I actually had less time. So a lifestyle business is you're basically taking the capital of what you carry and you're leveraging it within the parameters of your given season. Are you, we have one client who she works with what we call sandwich generation people, people who are in between aging parents and kids and grandkids, right? She really helps people tackle that area. That's a season of life. Are you single and you've got a small house that's really cool, and so you just love working on business? Well, that's a lifestyle. So you're able to have your business work into your lifestyle. Now, what does a kingdom one mean? Kingdom just means that the heart of God is bringing redemptive solutions to some area of chaos. It's basically like when you show up in that space, chaos flees, okay? So kingdom lifestyle business, beautiful, spectacular vehicle to actually redeem portions of the earth, to bring joy into places that otherwise wouldn't have joy. Kingdom lifestyle businesses can be everything from, fresh water to nations that don't have fresh water, all the way to holiday decorating. There's no morality to what a kingdom lifestyle business is, but it is this sweet, sweet place where you are taking the heart of God and you are not sacrificing on the altar of toil and misery, but you're actually building a redemptive business solution within the constraints of a healthy lifestyle. Okay. That's why I'm so passionate. Now, I'm not going to go into this right now, but I want you to think about this for a minute. There are three types of different redemptive solutions when we're building businesses, especially in the online space. Okay. Just think about this. I'm not going to cover it all right now. We'll cover this in a later video. But your lifestyle business has an intuitive solution type. Outcome, or the world might call it done for you. Process, or the world might call it done with you. Or information, which is kind of a DIY arm. Now, I built my interior design business on an outcome-based solution. Basically, we would design and install and finish down to the silverware your interior design project. That was an outcome. But the way I really leveraged and scaled was to create process and information type solutions as well. But you will likely have a primary type. And one of the most successful things to do your lifestyle business has a solution type. You've got a natural bent where you're really going to shine, right? Some of you are massive researchers. You may be an information person. Some of you are like, let me get my hands in there and finish it for you. That was my design business outcome. Okay. So your lifestyle business is going to have a solution type. So I included this slide for you because I want you to just make some notes, right? We'll do a deeper dive teaching on this. You can find that video somewhere as it releases. But I want you to think about, am I like a done for you type person? Do I love to get in the mix and be in community and with people and fixing it with them? Or am I like, let me just make my information product and boom, right? So lifestyle businesses. So here's what I want to share with you. I believe that if you're watching this, that you have a lifestyle business inside of you. You have a kingdom lifestyle business now. It could be in vocational ministry. It could be in traditional business. What we're going to focus on in this first season is creating online information product-based lifestyle businesses, whether they are done with you, done for you, or just purely information-based. So I want to say welcome home.